today about a UAW auto worker. Let me read it to you.
Now that's an old story.
Well, it's...
That's our fellow in Pittsburgh?
I don't know who it is. I just want to see with it. At the moment, many politicians, with President Johnson and his staff notable exceptions, believe that the Goldwaterites are way ahead on the organizational side. There are worried mutterings over the loss of the great Kennedy machine. Now, I don't know of a person that we've lost from the Kennedy machine. I assume that Bobby runs New York, that he won't be available as a national director, but we've got every other person that Kennedy has that I know of.
Sure.
So I don't know what she's talking about.
Well, it's wrong.
But the water, a lot of liberals are putting out this stuff the last few days, and they're trying to leave the impression.
Like peddling the backlash. You ought to quit talking about that.
That's right. To this, the White House replies that the Kennedys had to superimpose their own people in the space because of lack of rapport with the state organization, but it never has been better than it is today. Disagreeing with some of his favorite pollsters, President Johnson feels that undue importance is being given to the so-called white backlash. The most quoted poll at the White House shows that 27% of the Republicans have deserted Goldwater's ranks, whereas only 13% of the Democrats have left Mr. Johnson. This gives Johnson a 14% advantage. Adding to the general confusion is growing uneasy over the accuracy of polls. Senator Goldwater remains convinced that the campaign will turn on the alleged fed-up feeling among America at the government encroachment on individual lives. What about the bread-and-butter issue is a political cliché that nobody shoots Santa Claus, but it is possible in our affluent society for Santa Claus to be taken for granted. Listen to this pro-Goldwater member of the United Auto Workers of America. He says, "We got our rules. Goldwater can't take nothing from us now. Where I am fed up is other guys taking things from Uncle Sam. Maybe we need a guy who can stand up to them over there in Europe and that place out in Asia. And maybe Goldwater's the guy who can do it." Now, I honestly think that is a framed letter by this Ed Neller, who is his press secretary, who put out the cropped photograph in the Maryland campaign. He's got too many nobodies in there, and this place out in Asia, and so on and so forth. And I don't believe a guy in auto workers that just talking about a place out in Asia. I think he'd say Vietnam easier. But I think this is a coined grammar to for effect.
Sure.
And but I did get a poll this morning from one of the biggest cities in America that shows that the labor organization put out their registration outfit downstairs in the lobby of their building. And there were 91.5% Democrats and 3.5% Republicans and the rest nonpartisan. The week before the Republican convention, it dropped down to about 89 or something during the convention and went up to 5.7 Republicans, 89 Democrats. It has now dropped down to 76% Democratic, 23.5 Republicans, and the rest undecided, or nonpartisan. And the Republicans that are registered that way, when the girls, some of them asked them, they said, "Well, we're voting for the party, not the man." They didn't want to admit they're voting for Goldwater. But they were registering Republican. Now, Republican registrations in California have increased from 3.5 to 23.9. Now, the man told me, as a political director for one of the biggest labor outfits. So that's something to take a little notice of. They tell me in New York that they're saying, "Well, he's going to get my job, the Negro is." And Republicans are just fanning it big, making them believe it's civil rights bills, they're going to get the job, or going to move in next door. A fellow told me yesterday he had 7 men check the taxi cab driver. That's what they're saying. But I've got some good news for you on the poll in New York. Lou Harris's outfit just finished it today, this Oliver Quayle. And you got a pencil?
Yeah.
LBJ 60. Goldwater 22. 18 undecided.
Market.
And when that when that it, you distribute the undistributed on the basis of this, how they voted in 1960, it's LBJ 69, go water 31. That's New York. Today, 3 o'clock. That's just the first page.
Uh-huh.
They just finished it.
Yeah.
Maine, LBJ 77, go water 23. Now, that's unbelievable, but that's Oliver Quayle. Indiana, LBJ 56, go water 44.
Excellent for Indiana.
Yeah.
Indiana is one of the worst states in this union.
Nixon had 55 last time.
That's right. Well, now, let me tell you this.
Wait a minute. Hawaii is 77. Johnson, 23. August the 6th. Now, they're the last four polls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a meeting of 3,000 of our key fellows from Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan last Friday night in Cleveland. And I spent the first half hour of my talk on the political thing. I said, what good's a new contract? What good is higher pensions and so forth if you elect a president who's going to blow the world to smithereens? And I took off on Goldwater. And I've never heard fellas more enthusiastic for you and more determined to get out and work. And I think that people who are peddling the gloom about the backlash and so forth are playing Goldwater's game.
That's right. I think what you ought to do, though, I think your approach is exactly right. And this political director winds up his memorandum that I got this morning by saying that you haven't got time to satisfy him on civil rights or to explain it between now and November. And you just can't do it. So the thing you've got to do, California, is say that your job and your life is at stake. Now, if you want to go with Goldwater and his advisor, Mr. Nolan, on right to work, and take your job away from you and give it to some scab, that's all right with us. But Mr. Nolan's his advisor, and he's the right-to-work man in California, and you do it. He said that can make them mad. The second thing, if you want to go along with a guy that wants to drop atomic bombs at PT boats and gives our president hell because he didn't, then you ought to go vote for him, but I don't want to do it. He says that can get a guy worked up, and that's the only thing you've got time enough to do in the next 60 days.
He's right as hell, because what we got to talk is peace, the job security, and the Goldwater wants to turn the clock back, and he wants to blow the world up. And the civil rights thing will get less and less and less important.
You better talk to Hubert Humphrey, because I'm telling you that he got no future in this party at all if this big war comes off here and the South all walks out and we all get in a hell of a mess. Number one. Number two, if he and you can't control Joe Rao and get this thing settled without her making an ass out of himself, I ain't much good as your leader. Because if I can't lead Joe Rao with my program and can't get them not to run off votes that I've already got, like I've got them in Georgia and I've got them in Texas and I've got them in Tennessee and I think I've got them in Arkansas, but if they're just going to run them off, it's no use of them raising any money for TV because I can't get that many back.
Yeah, that's right.
And they've got to figure out what they can do to satisfy their people and not run off my votes. And I think the thing that they ought to do is seriously consider just letting us procrastinate it and raise no hell and let Joe say he's got to get a new petition ready and let him file another one and then make Mississippi go back and study what they did and let them get some more statistics. And get it through till we get the president and the vice president nominated Wednesday, and then let them come in Wednesday night. And Thursday, we won't have a damn thing to do except acceptance speeches. And then we can hold it, neither one of them.
Yeah.
D.C.
I think that makes sense, and I'll go to work on that approach. I think that's the way to do it.
I don't know that I can get that sold at all. I don't want to be committed. But that is the only alternative except the Ken O'Donnell one that's even been suggested. He suggests that they vote against the delegation, the regular governor's delegation, but they not sign a minority report. On the ground, they were outvoted 5-1. And
you ought to have that as a backstop, that approach. Just
you better get Hubert working on it. You better work on it. You better talk to some other people like that credentials committee in Michigan.
Well,
you've got two members on it. One of them is Diggs, and I don't know who the other one is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Now, you going to do anything about Landrum, or are you going to make him cuss me?
Well, as I told you, I'm doing my damnedest to slow up that whole business down there. The COPE, after all this, is beyond my control. The COPE officially had endorsed Miller, and I'm trying to slow things down, trying to see to it that as little money is sent in there so that Landrum indirectly will get the benefit of that.
All right, okay. Goodbye.
Now, one other thing, just 1 second. We got our offers from the companies today, as we knew they would be unsatisfactory. And we're having a board meeting next Thursday, and after that board meeting, we'll know where we're going, and I'll be in touch with you. I don't want to bother you now.
Okay.
Bye.